Welcome to Mutually Yours, our podcast on all things investments. This investor education initiative is brought to you by Aditya Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund. I'm Supriya with you, and today we have the renowned financial planner, author of Yogic Wealth, Mr. Gaurav Mashruwala with us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. Did you make some money and did you start investing?
Yes, I have started investing, and I will, behind the mic, tell you all the details, get some more advice from you on the same. But today we have a new topic, and which is how to be financially aware. The awareness, the financial awakening, which is equally important in our lives. And first question, I'd like to ask you, what does being financially aware mean, and how can one be financially aware?
So it's more about knowing your finances. And Supriya, that's where most people struggle. They have no idea how much bank balance they have in bank accounts. They rely on bank statements, SMSs. They themselves don't have records. They have no idea about the mutual fund schemes. They just say, I've invested in Aditya Birla or whatever XYZ, but which scheme they are not aware of. Is it a sole bank account, joint bank account? Have you done your nomination? Are your loans in place? Are you being charged proper rate of interest? Now, all these activities needs to be done so that you are taking optimum decision for your money. The moment you have that, you have control and you're fine. That's being financially aware.
And generally, we have seen how people can be, you know, really paranoid about investing somewhere because, again, lack of awareness. So what all should one consider before making a solid financial decision?
So first and foremost, people need to know what their financial goals are. And this is like your responsibilities and dreams. Those events in life which where money has to be saved and invested. That's the first step. Second is, where is money coming in and going out? You may call it budget. You may call it financial menu card. And if you like it, just call it splurging list. Whatever helps you, because that's where you're going to do it. So that's the second thing. And the third most important, if you have saved money already, where is it done? If you have loans. So if you have done these three, you have done your homework perfect, and you're ready to embark on your journey to financial freedom.
Absolutely. Okay, next question for you, sir. Now, there are certain steps that one must follow when it comes to financial planning. What certain steps would this be that one should look out for, one should follow?
So here are things that you need to do. Anyway, I've anyway spoken about financial awareness. The moment you embark on the journey, the first thing is coinciding this with Ganpati festival, Vignaharta. So what are those obstacles that come in life? And how do we provide for them? So your emergency fund, part one. Second Vigna could be your health-related issues, so health insurance. What happens if there is an untimely death? And hence life insurance. So moment you've taken care of that, you probably can move your car into second gear. And that's when you start dealing with your loans. I mean, is the loan appropriately charged? Do you need to continue? Can you prepay? Only after that you move to investments. So that's investment is probably step four or five. After that, retirement. And you also need to keep in mind that how would your wealth go on to next generation? So you need to do all these things. You need to keep reviewing on regular basis. Follow these steps and you're fine.
Absolutely. Well, that's brilliant. But when it comes to investing anywhere, people kind of, you know, come forward with their preconceived notions. There are so many myths around it. So what are some of the myths about financial planning in general?
So people feel financial planning and investments are same, but that's not true. Investment planning or investments is just a small part of overall financial planning. When it comes to financial planning, we are dealing with your income, your expenses, or shopping. We are dealing with all the investments that you have done in case you have borrowed money. So we're basically talking about your income, expense, investments, and loans. Now, out of this, investment is a small part. If you just look at the one part of investing, that's just 1/4, and that's bound to give you anxiety. Look at the entire picture and you're fine. So financial planning and investment planning are not the words which you can use interchangeably.
All right. How can one gain financial literacy?
If you really want to read about it, but there are a lot of websites, there is material available, media is doing a good job. Our regulators, SEBI, Reserve Bank of India, Insurance Regulator, PFRDA, Pension Fund, if you go onto their website, they have YouTube videos, they have material, download that, read. It's not a rocket science. It's very, very simple. It's just that people want to scare you and hence they use big jargons. Stay away from that.
Surely you shouldn't be very overwhelmed about it, but it can be a smooth sail. By the way, you have been putting it. But today we're so big on technology, right? And how does technology help you with your finances?
I think we are really blessed to be living in generation where there is technology to help us. One most important thing is don't let technology take decisions for you. That can be an empowering tool. So ensure that all your documentations, all your investments, all your bank accounts, all those information is available in a technology kind of platform. So whenever you want information, you are on one page and you get the entire thing. That's where technology helps you. Technology will help you take decisions where to invest. It'll help you take a decision which loan is most economical. It'll help you compare insurance policy. But don't let technology take decisions, because that's where things go wrong. So use it to get information, use it to store data, and then take decisions.
Generally, we've seen whenever it comes to planning our investments, we turn to our friends, our relatives, who surely have gained a lot out of it, right? But turning to a financial expert to know better things about your finances, about planning it better, how good an option is that, and why is it, you know, beneficial?
So, you know, if you are regular about eating habits, exercises, you don't need to go to a doctor. But if you are not, you need to go to a doctor. Mm-hmm. Then you don't go to your neighbor and friend and relative. Similarly, you need to have an advisor. If you're not disciplined, if you can't be, because either you don't have the awareness or the literacy, then you need somebody who can help you, who walks along with you. Your financial advisor is not somebody who's going to take your money and make it grow for you, who's going to work with you, your friend, philosopher, and guide.
Absolutely. With that thought, we come to an end of this podcast. And thank you so much, Mr. Gaurav Mashruwala, for being with us. This has been a lovely journey learning about being financially aware. And we hope we get you back very soon for this.
Thanks. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.